Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you. Just a reminder, we're having a Joy super sizzling Christmas drive here. Call us now, 1300-JOY-949. Sign up for a membership, renew a membership, give somebody a membership for a Christmas present. That's 1300-JOY-949. Now, on Wednesday, Queensland became the latest state to enact a form of civil unions for same-sex couples, but we're still not equal in one important respect. Brisbane psychologist Paul Martin of the Centre for Human Potential has issued a very strong public statement in support of urgent action by the Bligh government to change the age of consent, because we don't have equality there. And he's joining us now on the line. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, Doug.
So, you're the only state or territory in Australia with a so-called sodomy law. What does that mean?
Sodomy law, look, as the name suggests, it's a very old, outdated law that was constructed in a day where discrimination was kind of pretty much the norm. So times have changed, but the legislation hasn't. And whilst the Bligh government's done some fantastic work, and Anna Bligh herself has done one of those little videos saying it gets better, and some great stuff has happened with civil unions, as you've just mentioned, but this is something they've ignored, and I don't think that they understand the full implications of not overturning this outdated law.
So what are those implications?
Well, they are quite significant. If it opens the possibility for police harassment, there is an imprisonment maximum sentence of 14 years if people are caught having anal sex. It's very specific. It's about between the ages of 16 to 18, if anal sex, it applies to, you know, heterosexuals as well, but very clearly, aimed at gay men.
Right.
And if you're caught doing that, if you, for example, with schoolies up here at the moment, if some people who might be 17 and two guys are having sex, and if they're caught doing that by the police, they could be charged with a criminal offence, and the implications of that are quite severe, not only for those individuals, but what it does do, and this is the problem that I have with it, is that not overturning that law sends out a really powerful message to kids in our society who are same-sex attracted, that they are disordered, there's something wrong with them, that they are, you know, different and to be excluded, and it kind of, because of course, even today, growing up, you know, being a fag is one of the worst things to be called in the schoolyard. You know, mum and dad are watching the gay Mardi Gras and bloody poofters. And so kids still grow up today believing that being gay is defective, that it's a recipe for social exclusion, that if you come out, you're really highly at risk of bullying. So what happens is that those very deeply held beliefs that being same-sex attracted is somehow disordered, sick, wrong, evil, and whatever. But not overturning that legislation actually confirms that those beliefs are correct.
So what you're talking about is what a lot of campaigners, and I seem to remember this phrase from way, way back in my gay lib days, back in the 1970s, you're talking about something called internalized homophobia.
Absolutely.
Which is where you don't believe you deserve to be treated as an equal. You believe there's something wrong with you because you're gay, and that reinforces
that.
You're saying that plays into youth depression and self-harm.
Yes, absolutely.
Now,
incredibly central.
Right. Now, obviously, it's a bit kind of hypocritical then of someone like Anna Bligh, well, the Queensland Parliament in general, to quite happily go out there and say, okay, and vote in quite considerable numbers to give us civil unions, while at the same time not even going anywhere near this issue. Why do you think that is?
Exactly. Oh, well, look, I've spent this year doing a lot of lobbying with Alex Krim and Rodney and Shelley Argent down in Canberra, and what I've seen over time is that it doesn't matter what a person's personal belief is, at a certain way of meeting personally with a Prime Minister, in fact, and what I've noticed is that, for example, with her, I mean, she's a lovely woman, she doesn't appear homophobic at all, but with the political machinery at that level, her own personal opinions mean nothing, and her personal beliefs fade away and melt away under the weight of the political machinations. So I think it must be the same for Anna Bligh. She may see this as a political hot potato or something that could cause her some sort of problems in the poll. So, you know, she thinks...
That horrible word, sodomy, is getting in the way, I think.
Yeah, it's, really.
It's because when we talk about... You know, we've been very successful over the years in talking about equal rights. We've talked about our equality. We've talked about our rights. We have shifted the debate completely away from sex. Because when our opponents focus on sex and what you actually do or could do for homosexual sex, that's when they start getting upset. That's when they start thinking, oh, perhaps I'm not so much in favour. And this is why, of course, the religious right keep on bringing it back up again, because they want to shift the ground back onto that. But when you've got a law with an uncompromising title like a sodomy law, you can't really avoid that, can you?
No, that's right. Really clear about what it means, and as you say, I think that's a great point. That, you know, what it does is it activates all of that old homo prejudice or homophobia that people have. And as you say, the Christian lobby are obsessed by what we do under the sheets, for whatever reasons. And but it gets away
jealousy.
They wish, yes, exactly. And away from the fact that this is to do with our mental health and how we love.
Yeah, I don't really know how you tackle this except head on, really. I'm put in mind of a T-shirt I once saw some gay Christians wearing at a gay pride parade in London some years ago, which said quite simply in very large letters, "Sodom today, Gomorrah the world." which I thought, you know, made the point very succinctly.
Exactly.
And perhaps we need to sort of take the issue head on in that way.
Absolutely.
To start off by pointing out that it doesn't just affect homosexuals. Heterosexuals do it too.
Yeah, that's right.
Which I think is a point everybody sort of politely tries to forget, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
All right,
yeah,
I know. Keza's looking at me with a look on her face across the panel here. Not all heterosexual, Keza, it's not compulsory.
They can sign up for it, but not everyone does. But certainly, it's something that is important to for us as a group of communities to take some action about, because... You know, whilst the union is a fantastic, and thank you, Anna Bligh, that's great for your support, but by not overturning this legislation, you're still sending a very clear message out to young and the most vulnerable, or some of the most vulnerable people in our community, which are people coming to terms with their sexual orientation, and sending out this message can be one more brick in the wall towards suicidality. So it's pretty serious stuff.
Yes.
So the way to do that I've found over, when I've since been involved in politics recently, is it is about writing the personal letter about what it means to you directly to Anna Bligh. You can find her as the internet and have it send an email. So what I've found with talking to MPs for quite a period of time, what they're saying is, wait, the personal letters, the ones that say, look, this is the problem, these are the reasons why I'm personally, affronted by it, or it impacts on me personally.
Yes, you've got it with all these issues. It's the same with families, adoption, marriage rights, all the rest of it. Yeah. You have got to take the thing off the abstract. You can't talk about abstracts and principles. What you've got to talk about is my life, my friend's life, my son's life, my daughter's life, how it impacts on me personally, and go and see your MP. If you live in Queensland, go and see your MP. If you're married, if you're within a partnership, take your partner with you. If you've got kids, take your kids with you. Once they know you, they learn that we're no different to anybody else.
Perfect. Absolutely. Couldn't put it better myself.
And then that's what's moved the issue all the way down the line, is the personal approach, the personal story. They get any number of postcards and letters, which are form letters generated by people like GetUp and the Christian lobby and whatever else. And they do have an impact simply in terms of numbers. But it's the personal stories that really count. At the end of the day. Now, there is a problem here, and it's the same problem that we have with the federal government and marriage, which is that we don't seem to have an awful lot of time on this one, because barring some kind of miracle, it looks like the Bligh government is doomed. And the LNP, for example, have come out today saying when they get back in, they will reverse the civil unions bill they just passed.
Yes.
They will take it back out again. So we don't have a lot of time to get it through. We have to get it through while Bligh is still there.
Yeah, Thank you, Doug. We have a very small window of opportunity. Thank you so much for raising that, because it is a really critical point. We need as many people supporting this as possible around the country in a very short period of time. I think it's almost the end of the year or something. So we're really looking at a very urgent situation here.
Right. So the message is, send your personal stories to Anna Bligh. It's not hard work to Google her and find out her parliamentary address. If you live in Queensland, if you've got an MP in Queensland, please go and see them. Everything you can. We don't have a lot of time on this one. All right. Thanks for your time this afternoon, Paul. And
my pleasure.
Good
to talk to you.
Good luck with all your activity as we go on from here. Thanks for your time. That was Paul Martin, psychologist from Brisbane. He's also active in a lot of other things like the Health Alliance and a whole raft of stuff. He's quite an active campaigner there. Of course, one of the things that makes Melbourne such an effective place for campaigning, and one of the reasons why we have such an impact here in Melbourne, is the existence of this very radio station. You know, we have a more cohesive and more vocal gay community than even than Sydney nowadays. And the reason for that is that we have a radio station all to ourselves. It's called Joy 94.9. You're listening to it right now. But it, as our recently retired president, well, temporarily retired president puts it, we may be on air, but we don't run on air. It costs about $3,000 a day to put this station to air. Even with most of us here working as volunteers, we don't get any pay for this, you know. So we're having a Joy Super Sizzling Christmas Drive. We need you to sign up to become a new member or renew your membership or buy a membership for someone else as a gift. Buy one for your dog, buy one for your cat, buy as many as you want. And you could win a prize. You could win one of four Weber BBQ barbecues, each with a stunning full-colour barbecue cookbook, all in time for Christmas, thanks to our sponsor Barbecues Plus. They're Melbourne's leading specialist barbecue retailer. And as a special bonus, everyone who signs up over the 7 days of Christmas fun, you'll get either a Plain Jane or Plain Jim travel pack, please let us know which one you want, or a chocolate gift, a beautiful chocolate gift from Melbourne's famous Sweet As store. You're one-stop shop for everything sweet this Christmas. This is your chance not only to win something, do yourself a bit of good, but you'll help keep the airways full of joy all over Christmas. And the way you do it, you call Joy now on 1300 JOY 949. That's 1300 569 949. Operators are standing by. Have your credit card warmed up and ready to go.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.